Reclaiming Yourself from Binge Eating, A Step-by-Step Guide to Healing by Leora Fulvio. It started with bread. It always started with bread. It was a Wednesday evening after work. Dusk was falling and the city streets were twinkling with that pre-holiday excitement. People were in and out of bars and restaurants, enjoying happy hours, enjoying each other, enjoying their lives, but not me. I blended in as I dragged myself home from work, just trying to make it through the home stretch to my apartment. The smells from the corner bakery wafted up into my nose, triggering intense grumblings from my stomach. "Shut up, you," I grumbled back. "You're too big and fat to complain. Get over yourself." I had worked so hard all day. I just had to get past the bakery without stopping. Other than some wilted lettuce, a six-pack of Diet Coke, and about 5 cups of coffee, I hadn't eaten anything at all. I held my breath as I walked past the bakery. I was on an all-lettuce and tofu diet for the next 30 days. Bread was out. Cupcakes were out. Even fruit was out. But as I approached the bakery, I saw that they were taking the baguettes out of the oven. I looked away. Stupid bread with its hard crust on the outside and soft, white, warm evil on the inside. I held my breath. I walked right past the bakery. Back at my apartment, I was greeted by a refrigerator that was mostly empty. I usually kept it that way. But I had gone shopping, so there were several pouches of firm tofu and a head of lettuce. There was also half a bottle of Chardonnay. The tofu seemed unappetizing, and I was absolutely bored of lettuce. Wine has no carbs, I thought. Maybe I'll just have one glass to help me relax and perhaps sleep so that I don't have to think about food. I poured myself a glass and settled in front of the television to watch some sitcoms and shake off the day. As I gulped the wine, my stomach grumbled. "Shut up, you," I said. I was starving. I sucked down the rest of the bottle and waited for sleep to set in.